hello everyone and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a great lineup of bluegrass music for you to listen to today. Don't have any guests, we'll just be listening, you and me, to some of my favourite tunes. And we're going to start off with a group called Grasstown from an album called The Road Heading Home. Grasstown is Steve Gully on guitar and vocals, Phil Ledbetter on resonating guitar and vocals, Alan Bybee on mandolin and vocals, Jason Davis on banjo, and Lee Sawyer on bass. And they play some great bluegrass music. We'll hear a couple of tracks from them, Dixie Flyer, and then Here Comes That Feeling Again. We'll go straight into it and see how it pans out.
So pour on the coal, let the good times roll till the train runs out of track.
Go!
Well, the first thing I remember was the smell of burning cinders and the sound of that old whistle on the wind. I always wondered where the train was going, but I never cared at all where it had been.
Well, first chance I got, I was gone like a shot, following that old dream of mine. Only desire was to catch that fire right until the end of the line.
My life is like a Dixie flyer, she don't ever look back. So pour on the coal, let the good times roll till the train runs out of track.
Well, it's full speed ahead, and I ain't stopping yet. I feel that driving wheel down in my soul. In some places where the train don't stop, some places where the train don't even go.
Yeah, some satisfied just sit on the side and watch as the trains roll by. That ain't me, there's just too much to see. Gonna roll until the day that I die.
My life is like a Dixie flyer, she don't ever look back. So pour on the coal, let the good times roll till the train runs out of track.
It just comes on, no matter how long it's
our favorite rendezvous. I didn't know that it would be so hard for me to be here without you. I saw two lovers standing at the door, and the moment they walk in, there comes that feeling again. Comes rolling in like an old song. It just comes on, no matter how long it's been. It comes at comes on, no matter how long it's been, it comes that feeling again. It comes that feeling, that same old feeling. It comes that feeling.
That a pretty song. That was Grass Town, and a real nice song that they did there. That'd work in any format, wouldn't it? Country music, bluegrass, it just sounds real nice. Next in line, we've got Greg Blake, an album called Songs of Heart and Home. And Greg is obviously a guitarist in a bluegrass band. Looks like he's played the Jeff Scroggins and done a lot of music in his band. And he's put together a personal project here, and he's got all his friends playing on it. And he does some real nice songs. Greg plays guitar and does the lead vocals. Blaine Sprouse plays fiddle. John Reichman plays mandolin. Mark Schatz plays the upright bass and a bit of clawhammer banjo. Jeff Scroggins plays five strings banjo. Sally Van Meter, who also produced the album, plays dobro. And he's got some special guest vocalists, Claire Lynch on a couple of tracks, Laurie Lewis, Casey Groves, and Sally Van Meter play on it, and Jeff Brown plays on it. All sorts of people playing some great music here, and it's a real nice album from Greg Blake. I've picked out a couple of tracks for you to listen to. I Still Miss Someone, that's that Johnny Cash tune that goes great as a bluegrass tune. And then Thinking About You, a Bill Monroe song, bit of bluegrass. So let's listen now to Greg Blake.
At my door the leaves are falling, a cold wild wind may come. Sweethearts walk by together, yet I still miss someone. No, I never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere. I miss those arms. Try to look for a little fun, but I find in some dark corner that I still miss someone. No, I never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere. miss those arms that held me when all the love was there. Well, I wonder if she's sorry for leaving what we've begun. Oh, there's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone.
Bluegrass music there from Mr. Greg Blake and a whole lot of his friends. That was an old Bill Monroe tune called Thinking About You. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and we're hosted by Shearer's Music Works, a big store in Hamilton, in Anglesey Street in Hamilton, New Zealand. And if you go into the store, they've got supplies for just about anything you'd want to do musically. Banjos, guitars, fiddles, Deering banjos, Martin guitars, fiddles, I'm not sure what sort of fiddles they have, keyboards, drums, they've got all the accessories you could possibly need, music stands, straps, picks, tuners, capos, all sorts of gear. Go in there, tell them that you heard about them from Back Porch Bluegrass, and you'd like to buy a new Deering banjo, and you'd make David Shearer very happy. All the staff in there know what they're talking about. They're very helpful, and that's a great place to buy music. And they're great supporters of local music too, which is why I'm delighted to have them on as sponsors for Back Porch Bluegrass. We're going to hear from Bill Evans and Fletcher Bright. Bill Evans is a fine banjo player, lives north of San Francisco, and he is a real student of the banjo, very knowledgeable about all aspects of the banjo. And I've talked with Bill, I've sat under his tutelage, and it's a real experience, I tell you. And he's got some great albums out. This is one with Fletcher Bright, who at the time I saw them play, Fletcher was 82 years old, and man, was he bright. It was such a good fun concert that I went to see. It was Fletcher Bright playing fiddle, and Bill had put together a band to play some music with him, and Fletcher played all these great fiddle tunes. And this is an album of just banjo and fiddle, and I'm going to play a track for you called 2 o'clock. Bill notes, I first heard my hero Benny Martin play this tune, and it's a great fiddle and banjo tune in that fine style that they used to do. Let's listen to it now. Enjoyed that tune so much, and it was very short, that I think we're going to hear another one. They seem to do quite a few short tunes, and the next one is a strangely named Scott Number 2. It's a good name for a tune. Their notes say this is in the R.P. Christensen Missouri Fiddle Books. It was recorded by Bill Driver in the 1950s. Well, Fletcher Bright is playing it for you. Let's listen to Scott Number 2. Thank you. Some great banjo and fiddle stuff there. Hasn't Bill got a nice sounding banjo? And it sounds really good. And it was a real treat to hear them in a concert, I tell you. Well, I've got a special treat for you now. I play music with two of my sons, the others when I can get a chance, but with my number two son, Sam Trenwith, and number three son, Tim Trenwith. Tim also plays at the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. We play together and call ourselves the Trenwiths, and we're really, I suppose you'd call this contemporary bluegrass or just contemporary music. It's just a just about all Sam's songs. He writes the songs. Sam plays guitar, kick drum, and harmonica, and sings the lead vocals. Tim plays double bass and sings the tenor harmonies. And I just sit in there and hang in there with my banjo and on rare occasions with my resophonic guitar, the one that I made. And we play, and it's really great fun. Sam has a particular stage way with particularly teenagers and things like that. They love him. And we play music at all sorts of places like youth camps and big concerts. We've got a concert coming up at the Spark Arena on Sunday, the 2nd of September. That's all sorts of interesting people on the lineup there. And but the Trenwiths are playing, and I'm delighted about that. And we're going to be doing some of these songs on our album. And we recorded some music in the last 6 months or so, and I finally got round to playing it on this show. The first song is a beautiful song. It's called Banjoing Along, and it's really the story of Sam's life and with the reference to me, and it tears me up every time I hear it. But it's a great song. And the next song is one called Open Road. A little different, but I hope you enjoy the Trenwiths.
Kids will be the ones who sing me songs, And I look to the sky with a sparkle in my eye as I sing or hear the music in my mind. It's carrying me through life and my family singing songs and your bantering along.
Different, wasn't it? Oh, that's the Trenwiths, and that's a couple of the tracks off the album. I love that banjoing along, and I just love playing music with them. It's really good fun. They do all the hard work, and I sit there and pick banjo. And it's a little bit like what it was when Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs parted company, and Earl Scruggs went off to play for his sons. I can absolutely identify with probably what he was doing then, and it is such good fun to play as a family, and we look forward, if you can get to Spark Arena on September the 2nd up in Auckland, come in and see us and come around and say hi. Well, I'd like to give a big call out to all the Access radio stations that are listening to this in New Zealand. Thanks very much for having me on your program. We could be Raglan Community, Plains FM, Arrow FM in Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Coast Access Radio in Kapiti. Thank you very much for putting Back Porch Bluegrass as part of your programming, and also the Access radio stations in Canada that have picked up the show, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, and the Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland. I'm delighted to have you listening in to South Pacific take on bluegrass music, and I hope you're enjoying it. And my friends at Bluegrass Planet Radio, thank you very much. Good that you're listening to this, to bluegrass music from this side of the world. Probably got a few different things that you're not going to hear other places, and as well as a funny voice announcing them. Well, I watched a movie the other night, and it was the movie of the concert called Down from the Mountain that was recorded by the musicians who were involved in the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou movie. And what a great concert it was. This is before the movie became a big hit, and they all realised that they had something really good happening there, and they put on this concert, and Gillian Welsh, Alison Krauss, and Emmy Lou Harris were among the performers. John Hartford was the MC. There was all sorts of people. The Whites, the Cox family were on there. It's really great, and but they do this great unaccompanied vocal, "Go to Sleep, Little Babe," and we're going to listen to Gillian, Alison, and Emmy Lou do that one. Here it goes.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Your mama's gone away and your daddy's gonna stay. Don't leave nobody, babe. Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep.
Everybody's gone in the cotton and the corn. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. Your sweet little baby.
Your sweet little baby.
Your sweet little baby.
Your sweet little
honey in the rock and the sugar don't stop. Gonna bring a bottle to the baby. Don't you weep, pretty babe.
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 She's long gone with her red shoes on. Gonna need another loving babe. Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little
you and me. And the devil makes three. Don't need no other loving, babe. Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Come lay your bones on the alabaster stones and be my ever-loving baby.
That was special, wasn't it? And when they did it on the concert, it really sounded great, I tell you. They're just watching each other closely to get their parts right, and really good fun. Okay, let's have some bluegrass now from David Palmley in Continental Divide. And I can't tell you much about David Palmley in Continental Divide, but I listened to David Palmley's dad, Don Palmley, play banjo as one of my earliest records. And it was a bunch of young musicians in a studio in Los Angeles and playing some sort of regular bluegrass instrumentals, and David Don Palmley was the banjo player, along with Billy Strange on the 12-string guitar, and Leroy McNeese playing dobro, and I think it was Chris Hillman playing mandolin, and a few other good players in there. And anyway, his son David Palmley turned out to have a wonderful singing voice and had a band called Continental Divide, and the album is $3 Silver. We're going to hear a couple of tracks. $3 Silver, a title track, and Meadow on the Mountain.
I called his bluff, he called me something, and then I knocked him to the floor. Sitting there, the county jailhouse, wondering what I've done that for. If I had $3 silver, I'd be out of here today. If I had $3 silver, I could make my getaway. Dollar for my supper, dollar for my bed, dollar for the whiskey and ease my weary head. Lady, a friendly offer, and she told me she was game. Said her husband worked the railroad, and he just got off that train. If I had $3 silver, I'd be out of here today. If I had $3 silver, I could make my getaway. Dollar for my supper, dollar for my bed, dollar for the whiskey to ease my weary head. Called my boss and I asked him if he'd get me out of jail. He said, son, you are in trouble, but I know where to send your mail. If I had $3 silver, I'd be out of here today. If I had $3 silver, I could make my getaway. Dollar for my supper, dollar for my bed, dollar for the whiskey to ease my weary head.
In the meadow on the mountain, where mama used to pray.
There was only me and Mama after Daddy passed away. The hard times just got harder, but she prayed them all away. Mama taught me about Jesus. She said he was your friend in the mail. The mountain was the place she talked to him.
In the meadow on the mountain, where Mama used to pray, she knew the Lord would meet her in that meadow.
Splendor and wildflowers gently sway.
In the meadow on the mountain, where Mama used to pray. Mm-hmm.
She walked up to the meadow. On the narrow path she made, it was the way to heaven. That's what Mama used to say. I found her on the path today, beat the falling winter snow. She's gone to be with Jesus, where eternal flowers grow. Her tears no longer fall beneath that lonely dogwood tree. She lives in heaven's glory now, and she's waiting there for me. Now I walk in Mama's footsteps, and my Savior leads the way to the meadow on the mountain where my mama used to pray.
In the meadow on the mountain where mama used to pray, she knew in that meadow every day,
where the laurel blooms in splendor and wild flowers gently sway.
In the meadow on the mountain where Mama used to pray.
Hasn't David Palmley got a nice voice? Just such a rich sound. And a great band. That was three from the album Three Silver Dollars, David Palmley and Continental Divide. Now we're going to hear some old-time bluegrass for you in the gospel music selection. Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs and the Fogabouten Boys, 1948 recording of I'm Going to Make Heaven My Home.
Thinking of the day that's to come, but now I have changed and I want the world to know that I'm going to make heaven my home. I'm going to make heaven my home, sweet home. I'm left in this world all alone. No mother or dad, I've lost all I have. The night seems so lonely around a cabin home. No mother left to guide us along. But on that golden strand, I'll take her by the hand, for I'm going to make heaven my home. I'm going to make heaven my home, sweet home. I'm left in this world all alone. No mother or dad, I've lost all I had, and I'm going to make heaven my home. You love so, but it's wonderful to know when you leave this world below that you're going to make heaven your home. I'm going to make heaven
home, sweet home. I'm left in this world all alone. No mother or dad, I've lost all I had, and I'm going to make heaven my home.
Well, that's some original bluegrass for you there. 1948, those recordings were their first session, really. And Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and he was playing guitar on that one. Benny Sims playing fiddle, but he didn't on that. Curly Seckler, looking at the wrong part. Earl Scruggs and guitar. Mac Wiseman played guitar in the session apart from that song and sang tenor. Howard Watts on bass, and Jim Schumard, he played fiddle on a couple of the tunes. 1948 recording, early bluegrass. We're going to hear from Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road now. I saw this band at the Bristol Rhythm and Roots Festival in 2013. And Lorraine is the band leader, lovely lady. She doesn't sing lead very much, and she's really got a lead singer. She plays mandolin and does harmony vocals. Ben Green on banjo and Josh Goforth on fiddle. Tommy Long on guitar and does most of the lead vocal. And John Bradley on acoustic bass. And I thought I'd pick this one out, and this has got Lorraine singing on it. It's a tune called Living Like I'm Dying.
Call it like it is, say what you want to say. I don't live in the past, I'm living day to day. Blowing like a breeze from town to town. There's no backing up, there's no slowing. Down. Seems I'm always flying with my feet on the ground. You don't get a free pass, so I'll just keep on trying one day at a time. Living like I'm dying. Feet on the ground, you don't get a free pass, so I'll just keep on trying one day at a time, living like I'm dying one day at a time, living like I'm dying.
Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road, Living Like I'm Dying. This Sunday, we've got Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session, Sunday afternoon, 2:30 to 5 at the Silverdale Normal School Common Room. And our special guest is Sandra Thompson, bringing her fiddle and a whole bunch of great fiddle tunes there. And she and a bunch of friends will be the featured guest. Of course, we'll have the whiteboard concert and coffee and tea and biscuits and who knows, you might even get a cake and all sorts of things this Sunday at Back Porch Bluegrass. A few weeks ago, I featured an album called I'll Take Love, and they were all songs written by Louisa Branscombe. The couple I didn't get to play that I'd programmed to play, and we're going to hear them today. Wearing the Blues, Josh Williams with Dave Peterson, and then if we've got time, Stormy Night with John Cowan. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'll sign out early. You might hear from me again, but we'll play these two tunes now, written by Louisa Branscombe. First off, Josh Williams coming up.
familiar hand-me-downs that you put back on me. It's all that I can do to carry me through while I'm wearing the blues.
Well, thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll take it out with John Cowan singing Stormy Night, but see you again next week.
The dawn.